Africa has data, but it exists in an uneven and disorganized manner. After experiencing different challenges in accessing data, five data champions from Senegal, Kenya, Rwanda, Zambia, and Ghana have created Accurate Africa to help improve the quality and data accessibility in Africa. In an interview with Jacqueline Musitwa, the founder of Hoja Law Group and a data champion for Zambia, she tells me the challenges that led to the development of the data project and why having the right numbers is key to achieving the sustainable development goals in Africa.
Some of the challenges were accessing the data from government institutions. There's a lot of very good data from international organizations, but sometimes there are discrepancies between that data and government data. Other of the challenges was really determining what was correct data, because some of the times when analysis was done, the numbers didn't really make sense. And I think one of the last challenges of accessing data was really ensuring that the data that's being used for government planning and also for project-specific planning was the appropriate data being used.
Now, when we talk about data, what exactly would the program be looking into?
Numbers that reflect aspects of our economies and our countries in general. So we're talking about health figures, economic figures, basically any numbers put together that can help us determine where we are in our development process, and more importantly, help us determine where we want to go based on the numbers. Now, if we don't know correctly where we are, it makes it very hard to plan in the future for where we want to go.
Does it mean that Africa does not have the numbers?
No, the numbers have been there. I think there's been a challenge, one, of collecting the numbers, understanding the numbers, analyzing the numbers to make enough sense of the numbers so we do improve the economies. Because of some of the discrepancies between the existing data and data that's collected from outside, it's been hard to make real decisions. A lot of times the data is there, but very few people really understand what it means. So one of our goals is to look at data that currently exists and make sense of it. To say, if a person who's not involved in planning wants to understand how many people live in a particular area and consume a particular amount, they will be able to go to the website and find user-friendly information that can help them not only in their work, but just understanding the communities that they live in.
Now, the Accurate Africa Data Program will be focusing on developing numbers that will help towards attaining the Sustainable Development Goals. But we are transiting from the Millennium Development Goals, which many of the African countries did not achieve. Did poor data hinder the achievement?
No, I think our failure to achieve certain NDGs was poor planning. And I think poor planning causes poor collection of data, and obviously for us not to achieve certain metrics that we hope to. I think where data could have been stronger in different countries was really countries paying attention to data over time. So for instance, when we look at education, many countries implemented free primary education, and many countries were very excited about the initial enrollment numbers of students. However, what they failed to do was monitor how many students were actually finishing primary school, which meant that there was an error in what they were reporting as achieving the goal versus what the reality of the goal is. And so in looking at our particular project, that's something that we would want to highlight with the SDGs that are coming up. It's not enough to measure the initial part of a project. What we have to do is make sure we have the systems in place to continue monitoring. Monitoring is not a one-time thing. It is an ongoing process, and collecting data, collecting lessons learned, and figuring out how to do things better is really the goal.
And what role will available data play in the implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals?
Data is important in achieving the SDGs, one, because we need to know where we are now in order to make the appropriate policies, in order to make the appropriate plans, in order to really decide where we want to go and what's practical. It's great to set goals, however, we need to know the how we're going to get there. And a lot of times it is a bit hard for governments to determine that because they don't have the relevant information. So with respect to the SDGs, the difference between the MDGs and the SDGs is that now it's global. So this is a universal effort that we as a world want to achieve. One thing that we do want to shout about is the reality that things need to change globally, and the SDGs are the framework within which change will happen. So with that, we do need to make sure that we have the right numbers to achieve that change.
How will the Accurate Africa Data Program streamline data in Africa?
Now, a lot of what we're doing is working with the data that already exists. So one of our proposed partners is the World Bank, and they have great data from all over the world, but they also have a lot of money for capacity building that we hope we can tap into and put it in specific projects to improve what currently exists. But in addition to them, there are other ways of getting data. For instance, mobile phone companies have a lot of information. NGOs have a lot of information. Corporations have a lot of information. So really the idea is to also be more innovative in how we get data rather than relying on old sources, which is typically a central statistics office that's government owned, but realizing that in this day and age, you can get any information you want. It's a matter of being creative, using the internet, and reaching out to new partners that previously might not have been reached out to.